Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast about Stolen Generation. But what is Stolen Generation actually?
Stolen Generation is the generation of children that were taken by British settlers during the 20th century.
Yes, for the historical context, Aboriginal people were already in Australia 65,000 years ago, and the cold Captain James Cook discovered Australia in 1770.
Oh, so he didn't discover Australia because Aboriginal people were already there.
Yes, that's true. In 1788 was the first settlement in Australia. So in 1850 was the gold rush in Australia. So more British settlers came to the country to find the gold in question.
Oh, nice. Thank you for this historical context.
You're welcome.
What's about Stolen Generation? Let's do the true or false game.
So, first, did they live in peace the Aboriginal dialects from Aboriginal children?
No, the settlement destroyed 100 of their languages.
And how many languages do you think are still spoken?
I think maybe about 300.
No, it's false. Nowadays, only 100 are still spoken in Australia.
I don't get it. How is it possible to erase so many things about Aboriginals' culture?
First of all, settlers took away Aboriginal children from their true families.
Even worse, they put them in Christian churches, they changed their name into English ones, and of course they only speak English. Then they were also classed by skin color. For example, lighter ones were treated better than darker children.
And what does it mean?
It means that British settlers stole Aboriginal children's identities. Indeed, it brings a generational trauma in the country until nowadays.
Yes, for example, Florence Onius is a part of the fourth generation in her family, like her sister, until her teenage years.
Unfortunately, because of that, she had a lot of things to deal with. Alcoholism, suicide attempt, pain, etc. To remove it, she had therapy.
I get it. The Stolen Generation has destroyed their trust toward others, their identities, family. It's really sad. About the Stolen Generation, I have a film recommendation. It's called The Rabbit Proof Fences, directed by Philip Noyce. It's based on the Stolen Generation. It's a really good movie. The movie was released in 2002.
Okay, is it very interesting as a true movie?
Yes, it really is, and I recommend everyone to watch it once in their life.
And I have a question for you girls about Australian Day. Australian Day is celebrated on January and it's celebrated on 26th. For you, do you think that Australian Day should be celebrated on another day? Because of it was a day painful for some peoples, like Aboriginal.
For some people, this day could be celebrated another day because it started because of the settlement of European settlers.
And for you, Lime, what's your opinion?
I think Australia Independence Day should not be celebrated on January the 26th, because it's a day of the first settlement in Australia, so it's the beginning of the horrible Australian story. And I think also in Australia they should teach more about this colonization, because a lot of Australians don't know about this sad part of Australian history.
And yes, and about that, in Australia, do you think that there are history classes talk about this settlement in Australia, or is it taboo?
I think it's really taboo in Australia until nowadays, because it's really shameful for the Aboriginal people, so they don't talk about it.
Okay, and the Aboriginal people in question, they are a minority in Australia?
Yes, they only represent 3.8% of Australian people.
So, I get it. And about there are dialects, there are descendants. I mean, the descendants of Aboriginal people. Do they speak their former languages?
Only the oldest people in the family still spoke the dialect because they don't teach their children this dialect because, like I said, it's a shame and they don't want their children to... It really was a generational trauma, so they don't talk about it. Like I said before, it's really a taboo, so they don't want their children to be like them.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you, girls, for those clear explanation.
Thank you.
And I have a last question for Amber. Amber, do you think that Aboriginal people should teach their languages to their descendants and to the non-Aboriginal people? Like, everyone should be know a little bit of a dialect?
Yes, because it's a cultural dialect, and unfortunately, a lot of speakers are dead and nobody knows this dialect.
Okay, I understand. And what is your opinion about it, Lady May?
Yes, I think they should teach maybe not a lot of dialect, but a little bit, because it's part of Australian culture, so they should teach every culture in Australia.
Thank you, girls, for this important podcast, and see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.